wellness, electrical, electronics, construction, carpet cleaning, legal, or animal care, and offer exceptional customer service and provide quality services or goods. You're honest, reliable, and professional. If you have a business, we have the customers. Let us put you in touch with our loyal, supportive, and dedicated listeners today. They're waiting to hear from you. It's inexpensive. It's effective. Call KHNC at 1-800-205-6245.
Well, good morning. This is Dr. Stan coming to you live from Johnstown, Colorado, and bringing you the news behind the news story. Behind the story. As many of you know, I've been away for about a little over a week, but we're back again. We hope we're going to be able to stick with this at least most of the time. And because we are living in the most important, dire, and dangerous times of your life. We are on the brink of war with the Muslim world. Israel will be at war in the not-too-distant future. Israelis are being drawn for some unknown reason from all over the world back to Israel at this time in history. One of the Israelis who was drawn there 30 years ago was forced to leave because of his investigative reporting and bringing out the truth about what was going on is Barry Shamish. And Barry's with us this morning. And Barry, what are we going to be talking about today?
Yeah, we're going to be talking about my latest article. I call it Blinders because that's what I think religious Jews have around them, are blinders. But I want to add, I had a real rough week for mortality. Two of my closest writing compatriots, well, one is dead and one is not going to live long. That's Krat Kolodny died, and Joel Bainerman, well, he's got cancer of the liver, and he's not going to be around a long time. And I was afraid you'd be added to the list. Like in 10 days, I lost my closest writing compatriots. I'm so glad to hear from you, first of all right?
Well, it's good to be back, and hopefully we'll be with you for a good long while. So you go right ahead.
Yeah, believe me, you think that you're hoping, I'm hoping. Look, this article began, and by the way, I want our listeners to know you phoned me an hour ago, so I'm not exactly prepared, but I did write this, and I stick by it. Look, I wrote about the transfer agreement, and I was speaking to my good friend Tova, and I spoke about the blinders. I mean, the religious Jews of Europe in the 40s walked to their slaughter. And we find out that they were led to their slaughter in no small way by labor Zionism. And this had a terrible effect on me personally. I'm really having trouble with this. But nonetheless, somehow she brought up Jonathan Pollard, and she just bought into this patriot Jonathan baloney, and I mean that's just a typical blinder. And look, what we have been told is that Israel was going to free 400 Arabs to get Jonathan Pollard free. That's what we were told, and I just asked her outright, you think that after 30 years behind bars, he's going to turn down freedom for some dopey principle totally irrelevant to him? No, don't free me, because that would mean freeing Arab terrorists. I said, come on, Tova, after 30 years behind bars, he would really turn down his freedom? Like he couldn't renounce the deal once he was free? Look, Tova's smart, and there aren't enough Tovas. She got it. But the fact is that marriage is also one of the blinders. And, well, we think of Yigal Amir. That's Rabin's assassin in jail for the rest of his life. Yet somehow he got a wacko Russian wife and a kid. Well, in short, for keeping his mouth shut, all right? He got an immense privilege. You die or you get a wife and kid. He went with the wife and kid. Pollard is married to just as wacky a wife. Her name is Esther, so-called Pollard. In fact, it's Eileen Zeitz. But she divided his sanity and his house. Now, look, let's do the headline first. I'm going to read it. According to a member of the U.S. Parole Commission, Jonathan Pollard, now in his 29th year in jail on charges of spying for Israel, has waived a planned parole hearing. The move comes the day that the U.S. offered to release Pollard in exchange for 400 Israeli-held terrorists. Well, and a partial construction freeze in Judea and Samaria and Jerusalem. Pollard refused, and Pollard's refusal to attend the hearing supposedly was to express his opposition to the deal that would set Arab terrorists free. I repeat what I said before. Get out. If they're going to set them free, it's not because of you. And when you get out, renounce the deal. There's something illogical going on here. He's going to sit until he dies so that Arabs don't get set free. I'm going to read you the beginning of an article in Haaretz. Left-wing newspaper, by the way, way back in March of 97, who tried to figure out how come Pollard's got a new wife. And by the way, without divorcing his first wife. Are you ready for the article?
Go right ahead.
All righty. Straight from Haaretz. And by the way, it's accurate. Molly Pollard, Jonathan's mother, is an elderly sick woman with three heart attacks behind her. All right. Her husband is Dr. Morris Pollard. And he now just takes her from place to place in a wheelchair. She is 82 years old, weak, and her voice is barely audible. There is only one thing that she really wants, to meet her son, Jonathan, one last time. 11 years have elapsed since that Thursday, November 21st, 85, when her son was captured outside the Israeli embassy in Washington and accused of spying for the State of Israel. On her last birthday, as told by daughter Carol, she sat opposite her and waited. Every time the phone rang, she said to those around her in full voice, "Maybe it's Jonathan." But Jonathan Pollard refuses. Okay, I'll go on with this when we come back.
Ladies and gentlemen, the call for five. Most everything you see and hear today is five. When you understand that, you understand how to fight that.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power.
Great Plains Power is a full-service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan here, Barry Stamish is talking about the fact that Pollard, Jonathan Pollard, accused of trying to kill Stavisky.
No, he was accused of spying.
Right, okay, he was accused of spying. Go right ahead.
Oh, he wasn't a killer. He was a spy. It doesn't matter, all right? He's been in jail for 30 years, and why did he marry? Again, it's bigamy. He didn't divorce his first wife, but I'm going to, again, quote you from her audits, and they're accurate. They may be left-wing, but they do obey certain rules. Their point of view might be a little twisted, but they do accept journalism. We continue with this article from way, way back in 97. Quote, Jonathan Pollard refuses to speak to his parents. His last conversation with them was a year ago by phone. He announced that he refused, because they refused to accede to the line of action that his new wife Esther proposes, he is therefore severing his connection with them and is not willing to see them again. His parents, all right? Molly Pollard says in a depressed voice, we are heartbroken. We don't blame him. He's been in jail for so long that everything must be forgiven. But it is such a pity that that wicked woman who calls herself Jonathan's wife made it her aim in life to disconnect our son from us. In actual fact, he severed all his connection with the outside world except for his wife, Esther, who is currently the only channel he has to the outside world. Dr. Morris Pollard, quote, in retrospect, I now understand that from the start she tried to dismantle our family. She and her actions are making my son's release much more difficult. It is convenient for her to have him inside prison. It gives her publicity. It's as if Jonathan doesn't have enough problems as it is, then comes this woman and complicates things even more. When I wrote Blinders, I tried to say, the same gang that got the Jews out of Gaza are still at work, and you're buying into it. And by the way, it's very frustrating for me. The same gang, and that gang includes the agent who got the protesters out of Gush Katif. His name is Itamar Ben-Gvir. To this day, he is the lawyer for, well, maybe you've heard of Hunenu, but they represent all settlers' legal problems. And who is representing Hunenu? Itamar Ben-Gvir. The latest was the IDF seizing of another yeshiva called Yosef Chai in Yizahar. All right, I'm just going to quote the press before going on to, my goodness, what an obvious agent. According to Ben-Gvir, the move will only encourage more attacks. Ben-Gvir represents several Yizhar residents from Hunenu arrested on suspicion of involvement in vandalism. What are these guys, nuts? He was, well, look, in this article, and it's at my website, barrychammers.com. By the way, thanks to you, I have a webmaster, David. And, wow, thank goodness for that. This article is up. Now, I'm going to quote what I know about Ben-Gvir. Are you ready?
Okay, right ahead.
This is from 3rd of December, 3rd December 1995. It's a transcript of a conversation between the murder suspect of Verbeen, of course, and we're talking, of course, about Yigal Amir, and he's being investigated by two policemen, Sergeant Ophir Gabriel and Inspector Yoav Gazit. Here is the transcript. Gazit, tell me briefly what you know about Itamar Ben-Gvir. Amir, that's what I heard in the bus, that he was going to murder Rabin. Gazit, did you meet him personally? Amir, no. Gazit, Itamar was the one who put the sticker on the Prime Minister's car. He's an extremist. Did you ever meet him? No, I just saw him, Amir. Now, this is what I wrote back then. 97, I tell you. That's how long ago. Quote, from me now. Itamar Ben-Gvir is a highly publicized member of Kach. There are widespread suspicions that he is a Shabak agent. What fueled said suspicions amongst many people was an incident a few years back when he threatened to murder Sinead O'Connor and her band if they showed up for the scheduled Jerusalem performance. The show was canceled, leading to great resentment among the country's left and youth towards right-wing settlers like Ben-Gvir. And what was Ben-Gvir's punishment for his death threats? Nothing. He wasn't even questioned by the police. A month before Rabin's murder, Ben-Gvir put a sticker on Rabin's car reading, "We got to Rabin's car. Next time we'll get to him." Amir is claiming that he heard a rumor on a bus that Ben-Gvir was planning to murder Rabin that night. This man is not only not in jail, he's representing, well, he's an attorney representing the settlers. I wrote a book called Bye Bye Gaza. And, you know, I'm going to plug it. Go to my website, BarryChalmers.com, and get Bye Bye Gaza and read the whole story. The same gang is at work. Nothing has changed. I have a few people who know that I don't write crap. The ultimate conclusion by these blinded Israelis is that I'm writing conspiracy. I'm not. I'm writing true crime, and I corroborate everything I say.
Barry,
listen, the Pope is coming to Israel. How many years have I been saying that behind the scenes he's up to no good? And I think to myself, will these religious Jews be fooled by the pageantry of this month's papal visit? May 26th, by the way. And I say to myself, no way! No! But then I think to myself, my goodness, these are the same blinded people who think Pollard is a genuine hero and don't ask why Hunani doesn't hire an honest attorney. Why should they question the motives of good Pope Francis? Now, look, it's all over the religious internet that the Pope has got demands and he's going to put them into action when he arrives in Israel. And remember, this trip of his was on and then off and then on. Now it's on again. I'm going to quote just one of many articles right now about this upcoming visit. And then I'm going to question, what the hell is wrong with religious Israelis? They know what's happening. Here's a quote from Israel National News, from Mayan Miskan The headline is Vatican pushing for control of Mount Zion. Get ready. This is a reality that, well, Jewish readers can read for themselves. Christian leaders reportedly pressured Israel to turn over control of Mount Zion in Jerusalem during a clandestine meeting of senior officials. The meeting took place on Tuesday in the office of Attorney Amnon Mirchav, the Director General of the Jerusalem Municipality. It was attended by officials from the Prime Minister's office, the President's office. By the way, that's not irrelevant. Why should the President send an official for anything? Supposedly, the Israeli President has no political power. The problem is that President Peres has been a Vatican agent for 60, 70 years while he's at the meeting. The tourism ministry is at the meeting. The police, the Western Wall Rabbi's office, and more were all at this meeting. And what was asked of them, get ready, quote again, during the meeting, representatives of Christian groups in the capital pushed Jerusalem leaders to give the Catholic Church control over Mount Zion, an area that includes the Hall of the Last Supper. And by the way, it does. No building is 2,000 years old on Mount Zion. Nonetheless, the Vatican believes that, and look, this business that the Pope is Jesuit, I'm being overwhelmed by people saying they basically control everything. I say it goes beyond just Jesuits, is what I say. But nonetheless, they're in there. There have been reports that Israel's government is planning to turn the building in question over to the Vatican prior to the Pope's visit in May. Pope Francis is expected to visit Israel leading a service in the Hall of the Last Supper. In other words, the yeshiva's building will now become Catholic property. And by the way, this is everywhere. I've been saying this from the beginning, I mean literally, that the Vatican is up to no good for religious Jews, none whatsoever, and that Israel's president has promised the Vatican 41 sovereign locations. That doesn't mean tourist sites. It means you get 41 locations in Israel that are your property. And he's been pushing this, and, well, there's been a little too much opposition up till now. But watch out for this visit coming up, beginning May 26th. Terrible things for the blinded religious Jews of Israel are about to happen, and they've been set in motion. And the business that Netanyahu has asked the rabbi of Mount Zion in Israel to hand over to the Vatican a chunk of what they consider the Hall of the Last Supper is all over the internet. I've been writing this for 20 more years. They're up to no good. And this visit, again, I will say from Jesuit Pope, well, Francis, too many people are writing me and just saying it's part of their agenda, and it's going to happen on May 26th, coming up in just a few weeks. That's one more blinder put on the religious Jews of Israel. They're heading for really a lot of trouble, a lot of it.
And the difficulty is most people really look at the world as being presented to us, and it's not that way at all. The media is controlled. It's a small group, several small demonic groups. That their goal is a one-world government, a one-world religion, and a one-world financial system. You can see it unfolding all around you, but you're not being told. And they are planning on a horrible and terrible war that's coming. It's all contrived, and they're working right along with Russia. This is all planned, and you won't know it's America.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
You can buy gold just about anywhere in the world from all kinds of different dealers. So why do you use the Patriot Trading Group?
20 years of service, just like that. A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau, just like that. Lowest prices, just like that. No solicitation, just like that. Buying or selling, just like that.
For all your gold and silver needs, call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. Just like that.
ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins reminds listeners, in times of war and peace, the men and women of our military dedicate themselves to serving our country. Their commitment, patriotism, sacrifice, and courage help keep our country safe and strong, and we appreciate the bravery of our U.S. soldiers. Let us honor those who have lost their lives in the line of duty and salute those who serve today. This reminder is from ABC Concrete Company in Fort Collins, proud to salute the fighting forces of our country.
Hi, folks. Guess what? We don't live in the land of milk and honey. We live in the land of farm factories, laboratory processed, and genetically modified food. Yikes! That's Frankenfoods! And that's a food and health crisis. But hold on. I have a solution. Eat non-GMO organic superfood products. Ask me, Vita, about a $50 gift card for free product. Call 518-530-1060. That's 518-530-1060.
Great Plains Power has been providing reliable electrical power systems in the Rocky Mountain area since 1992. Our systems rely on the sun to help make you self-reliant for your power needs. Solar energy can be scaled to fit any situation, from complete power independence to backup power for the short term. Our expertise focuses on standalone power, but we have extensive experience with utility interactive systems as well. Custom tailored capabilities as modest as emergency lighting all the way to commercial scale power. Great Plains Power is a full service company. We service everything we sell. We provide and design turnkey packages, custom design system, and parts for do-it-yourself. With more than 20 years of specialized experience at your disposal, let us know what your power concerns or goals are. Reach us by phone or the internet. Call 303-239-9963. That's 303-239-9963. Or go to greatplainssolar.com.
Well, Dr. Stan, I just this morning, Barry Stanley, and what you must understand, there is a small little group that more or less rules the world, and of course, as they say, they want a one-world government, they want a one-world financial system, they want a one-world religion, and they've got over a billion Muslims in the world. They're just not going to go along with that. They're these crazy people that they believe in their faith with all of their heart. They worship five times a day. Most of them are basically good people, so there's a small radical group among them, but they're all being manipulated. And we're heading towards the climax in history, and this is, of course, the things that Barry Shammas writes about and the things that I talk about. We are headed towards a major cataclysmic event coming, whether it's a matter of weeks or months or years. I rather think it's certainly within a year or so, perhaps even sooner. We're going to just have to wait and see how it unfolds. But before we go on, Barry, I want you to tell our listeners how they can get in with your website, get your writings, and how they can support you at your PayPal button.
All right. You're talking years. The Pope is coming in 3 weeks.
Right.
There are going to be consequences. All right. Look, folks, my books, well, they're available at lulu.com. That's www.lulu.com, where it says books right in my name, Chamish. C-H-A-M-I-S-H. Now, my new webmaster, David, assures me that even my newest book, The Stinger Not the Stung, is on the list if you write in Chamish. Now, I have a website. It's BarryChamish.com, and again, Chamish is C-H-A-M-I-S-H, and there is a PayPal button. And folks, you think that this research of mine doesn't need help? Well, it does. And I remember everyone who does help. In short, go to BarryChamish.com. The newest article is up, thanks to David. And there is a way to get a hold of me personally and to just contribute to this work. It's surprisingly expensive, but not really expensive, but it costs something. And if you donate, I don't forget. Now let's go back. Look, I gotta mention this. This article that I wrote on this collaboration between the Nazis and the labor Zionists. In short, it's known the transfer agreement, the agreement to send all willing Jews to Palestine where they can redeem their bank accounts to build a labor Zionist Israel, a very anti-religious Israel, and to watch as the Holocaust takes place and gets rid of their political enemies. This was known. It's not me. It's, well, Edwin Black, and he stays far away from writing the transfer agreement, but he did. Well, it's Rabbi Marvin Antleman, my very close friend. Well, he wrote to eliminate the opiate. The opiate is religious Jewry. And then my book is Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. And there are other books. We know about this. But what people took to heart was my quote from Adolf Eichmann. He was captured by Israel in 1960. There was a trial. Nobody heard what he actually was thinking because he was in a soundproof box, and he was the only Nazi, the only one that was convicted in an Israeli court. The only one. And then you find out that Eichmann went to Israel, and Life magazine quoted him personally in two issues in this November, December of 1960, Eichmann said, now this is again Rudolf Kastner, I'm not going to dive into it. Jews who have any inkling of Israeli history knows that it was Kastner who hosted Eichmann in Palestine, who took him to see a kibbutz. Eichmann in the quote says, if I was a Jew, I'd be a Zionist. I'd be the most ardent Zionist. Well, he'd be the most ardent labor Zionist. Kastner visited Hungary in 1944, supposedly to free the Jews, and he didn't want the Jews free. Eichmann wasn't an anti-Semite. He was a bureaucrat. He got rid of the Jews that weren't welcome in this new Israel, 500,000, and gave Kastner what he said. He gave Kastner about 3,500 that the British must have known about the transfer agreement. They let him into Israel. Now, what did Eichmann say? Kastner was offered us a deal where we saved, you know, 20,000-30,000 Jews. It was a little higher, by the way. And in return, they kept the deportation, the death camps, orderly. The labor Zionists kept the death camps orderly. This shocked a lot of people. They didn't realize this. And all I'm doing is quoting Eichmann directly from Life magazine. Undeniable. Kastner, labor Zionism were leading Jews to their death, telling them a bunch of delusionary stories. They were going on a trip. They'd enjoy themselves. I mean, whatever they did to keep the deportation camps orderly, labor Zionism did, and Eichmann was grateful. And he said it wasn't such a high price. I gave them a few tens of thousands of Jews so that we could execute the rest. And that was the point that upset an awful lot of my readers, because you can't call me a conspiracy writer if I'm quoting Life magazine. You can't deny life. Now, I'm going to go on to something that really is up in the air, but why not finish with something up in the air? I have contacts all through, well, I'll call it, you know, a different kind of journalism. But what can you say? Robert Morrow is one of my journalist friends in America, and he found a file on a mega pedophile. His name is Jeffrey Epstein. He was sentenced after an 11-month investigation in May of 2006 to prison, but not. He got to go home every day and had to return to prison at night. It was a scandal. And here is...
Hold that thought for a moment. We'll be back in this moment with Terry Shelley.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes, or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on!
Are you prepared for the coming chaos? Whether you are planning a strategic retreat or you have one in progress, Square Root Construction would be pleased to offer our assistance. With nearly 30 years of construction experience, Square Root Construction can help with design, engineering, and permitting issues, as well as a host of general contracting services from foundation to finish work. For a limited time, we are offering exclusive discounts to the listeners of Randy's program. For a no-obligation consultation, please call Doug at 303-517-8742 or drop an email to strategicretreats@gmail.com.
Avoid being bitten by the cold and flu bug by increasing your body's own defense system. Call me, Julie Formby, Certified Master Herbalist, for a free 15-minute phone consult and save 20% off three powerful products that protect you against colds, flu, bacterial infections, viral outbreaks, and will drive down fevers. Your free New Vitality consult and a 20% product discount is for a limited time. Call 970-203-9540. That's 970-203-9540.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat and Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath.
Well, Dr. Sen, here at the American Freedom Network, our guest Terry Shamet, talking about the folks coming a visit to Israel, its significance. Go right ahead, Barry.
Howard, let's go back to Robert Morrill. What he wrote me, the reason Jeffrey Epstein was let off the hook after massive amounts of pedophilic crimes was because he was providing underage girls for sexual purposes to many of his power broker friends, people who are nationally and internationally known. And then comes his list. One, Bill Clinton. Two, Prince Andrew of England. And three, Ehud Barak. Now, when I saw two out of three, look, this isn't enough to make a valid argument of child molestation running the Oslo peace process. But it's enough to initiate suspicions against actors Clinton and Barak. Now, I'm going to give you my quote again. Clinton and Barak killed, I'm going to stick with this, someone who was exposing the true Rabin murder to America. He was JFK Jr. And his magazine was George. And he was about to, well, he had already printed a 13-page expose, and it just shook the Israeli establishment to its foundations. He was interviewing for a follow-up when he died on, well, July 16th, 1999. Here's my quote. John Fitzgerald Kennedy Jr. radioed the tower at an airport near Martha's Vineyard, Massachusetts, announcing that he was preparing to land. Seconds after, his plane exploded in midair, and this was witnessed by several witnesses, including a local newspaper reporter and an attorney. On board were his wife, Carolyn, and her sister, Lauren. Lauren's luggage was recovered miles from the crash site, an event that can only be caused by a midair collision. For reasons that would later become clear, search for the missing plane was delayed for 15 hours when President William Bill Clinton sent out the equivalent of the Sixth Fleet to find the wreckage, hide it, and the bodies from the Snoopy media. And though JFK Jr. was never in the Navy, and though the families did not consent, Clinton ordered the corpses cremated. Well, the evidence cremated and to throw the ashes into the water in a quickly planned, elaborate Navy funeral at sea. Behind the scenes, a hokey cover story was concocted. The weather, which was perfect, became stormy. JFK Jr. had a gimpy leg. Reports by the FAA and FBI both concluded foul play was involved. They were buried. And the arrival of Israeli Prime Minister Ehud Barak to Clinton's court the day before the murder were given an alternative explanation. JFK Jr.'s profound effect on Israel was never mentioned, but it was huge. JFK Jr. was the only American publisher to expose the conspiracy to murder Prime Minister Yitzhak Rabin. He could not be allowed to continue. The fact that Barak showed up unexpectedly to Clinton's White House, it wasn't scheduled. He showed up. And look, the evidence, JFK Jr.'s chauffeur was Israeli. The chauffeuring company in New Jersey was an Israeli front. It goes on and on. I proved it. Get my book, Shabtai Tzvi, Labor Zionism and the Holocaust. You can read all about the murder of JFK Jr. The fact of the matter is that Clinton and Barak worked hand in hand to get rid of a very, very dangerous political and publishing rival, the son of JFK, JFK Jr. There, That's it. That's my version. And by the way, I stick with it. Barack and Clinton were working together. And for all I know, Morrow might be right. Epstein may have provided them with underage girls.
And what we're seeing, ladies and gentlemen, is a small little clique of people running the world. And their ultimate goal, of course, is this one world government and one world religion and the destruction of conventional and traditional Judaism and conventional Christianity and conventional Catholic faith.
You have to understand, if it were not for purges against Jews, Jews would be, you know, Jewishness would be up there with the world's great religions. But Jews have, in fact, been cut down to 14 million people. 6 million lost just in the 1940s.
Sure. And how many Jews are there in the world today, would you say?
14 million.
Unfortunately.
There should be hundreds of millions.
Sure.
But there has been a concerted effort. Well, in Spain, a quarter of the DNA of the Spanish people is Jewish. The Inquisition forced basically all but the most believing Jews to become Catholics. And it worked. That's how you got rid of Jews, Inquisitions or Holocausts. And over time, as I said, Judaism should have been a major world religion.
Well, right but, now we're moving towards a major world crisis. It's not a matter of if, but when. And we'll look forward to talking to Barry, hopefully, next week, the same time, different time.
Anytime you want, and maybe a different time. I'd like to continue with this latest article, and you know, just a little more prepared.
Okay, God bless. Thank you very much, Barry. We'll talk to you very, very soon.
Thank you, and I'm glad to hear your voice again.
I am too.
Morning, folks.
Should a natural or man-made disaster hit, do you have the will, the skill, and the gear? Gear up with Preparedness Gear, a full-service store located at I-25 and Highway 52, exit 235, just south of McDonald's. We have your survival needs. Long-term storage, food, water filtration, bulk grains, bug-out bags, survival equipment, and a comprehensive selection of educational books. Visit us online at preparednessgear.com for upcoming classes or call us toll-free at 888-981-9810. That's 888-981-9810. Get your gear on. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Tom Phillips, founder of the Green Herb.
All of God's people have a ministry, and it's a trick of our enemy to keep God's people sick and worn out to hinder their ability to minister. We are often judgmental toward people who are addicted to booze, cigarettes, and drugs, but we at the Green Herb have found that most of God's people are unknowingly addicted to the two most addictive products in America, sugar and soda pop. If you have a sickness or disease, or if you're just tired a lot, the Green Herb has an herbal product that is formulated just for you and is just $15.95. Come by the Green Herb located in Wheat Ridge, Colorado on the I-70 Frontage Road North, 1 mile west of Kipling, or call 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or go to our website, www.thegreenherb.com, and be sure to listen to the Green Herb Show with Linda and Dr. Cass every Tuesday at 1 o'clock on KHNC.
And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld His glory, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. John bore witness of Him and cried out, saying, This was He of whom I said, He who comes after me is preferred before me, for He was before me. The Gospel of John, chapter 1, verse 14 and 15.
What's going on in the world today? First of all, it's just as exactly as it appears to be that America is trying to help bring about this wonderful, one-world, peaceful world And that's why we have our troop station in 130 nations. That's why we have 1,000 foreign military bases. That's why we're running a $1 trillion a year deficit. We're running a $1 trillion a year deficit. Remember when Barack Hussein Obama came to power, why, of course, the federal deficit in the United States was $10.7 trillion. It's almost $17.7 trillion today, a little over 5 years since he came to power. Understand that that is a possibility. Our motivation of both of our political powers is just to make it for a wonderful and peaceful world. The other is we're moving towards a major world cataclysm. It is being directed by powerful spiritual demonic forces that are intent upon the destruction of humanity and bringing horrible suffering to people all throughout the world and eliminating a large part of the Muslim population and the Chinese population and the Russian population, yes, and the American population as well. Well, that is the theory that I believe. I believe it's very accurate. I think we're seeing the fulfillment of biblical prophecies in ways that most people really can't understand, that these forces are there. They're not imaginary. They're real. We're witnessing them, and you're not going to be able to change it. What you can do is, of course, talk to others, try to get them to talk to others, to let people throughout the world understand the spiritual nature of the events that are unfolding before us today. Now, we do hope that if you're out there in the listening audience and you're in a position to help us, as you know, we've been doing 5 hours of talk radio a day for the past 20 years. We do need your financial help. It's an expensive proposition. We do certainly 14 or 15 radio stations on our 2 hours in the afternoon, 2 hours in the evening. You can reach our programs certainly by listening. Go to radioliberty.com, radioliberty.com. And, of course, we certainly bring in guests from all across the world with many different views, but they all come back to the same recurrent theme, that we're involved in a spiritual battle for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. And if you don't have a personal relationship with our Lord Jesus Christ, at least look into the possibility that what I'm saying is right, that there really is a spiritual battle taking place today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. It is under attack by powerful and wicked forces that control both political parties in the United States, that have taken God and prayer and the Ten Commandments out of our society, and know exactly what they're doing. They've destroyed the moral fabric of this nation. And just turn on most television today and look and see at what they're broadcasting. Listen, talk to the kids coming out of school as they systematically destroy their faith. The purpose of education is not to educate our young people in America, it's to destroy their faith in God and bring them right along with this idea of bringing about a one world government to make them into global citizens. All we can do is try to reach as many people as we can. That's your job. And if you think you can sit back and do nothing now as this whole story unfolds, I think you're sadly mistaken. Because we are going to be held responsible by our Lord for what we do at this tenuous time. So pray for America. Remember, I tell them 1-800-544-8927.